This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, to be a conservative, a Republican, in this day and this time. I told you guys it's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all of that. And I know, oh, we've lost the election, everybody says. Joe Biden's our new president, and Pelosi's still speaker, and the Senate is tied, and oh, woe is me, and a bunch of other stuff. And all I can tell you is, everything leading us to this moment has to have some idea, has to give us some idea that God exists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know, people, Kevin, you were wrong. You said we were going to wake up the next day and it was going to be a landslide. I wasn't wrong. We woke up the next day, it was a landslide. Trump won in a landslide. What did I tell you? I said Trump would get over 70 million votes. Previous watermark, Barack Obama, 68 million. At the height of his popularity. Supposedly more popular than anybody could ever even consider being in history. And what did I tell you? I said Donald Trump would beat it. And he did. Resoundedly so. And here's what you don't even know. That's not even with all the votes. That's with people stealing votes from him. And he still beat it. You could count on at least another 1.5 million votes that Donald Trump isn't going to get credited for. And you look at everything that the Democrats did over a 4-year period to get rid of this guy, and he's still here. I'm hearing that they've now got 900,000 illegal votes that they can put their fingers on. Where are they? So here's what I'm going to tell you going forward in terms of the radio show. Because, boy, you do a lot of soul searching when you're sick as heck, thinking you got the flu, and then you end up with this stupid woo flu. Watching a lot of TV. Contemplating all kinds of things. Looking back on 11 years of spending time in front of a microphone with a limited audience, a much appreciated limited audience, knowing that we should be much farther along and all that other stuff, and just not caring. Not in the sense of, I don't care enough to do it, but just saying, look, if it is God's plan, it's got to kick in. Been talking to you guys about what my next steps are and things like this. And let me tell you, being as sick as I was and not being able to have contact with my family and things like that, I'm thinking to myself, this is insane. Getting up and doing this stuff every day, day in and day out. Oh, don't misunderstand me. If you lefties listening, I'm still going to kick your butts on the daily. But I definitely was thinking about things, and I said, I'm not getting my blood pressure up over stuff that I can't control. We would talk all the time. Kevin, when are they going to break the Durham report? When are they going to? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to look on the inside. I like looking on the outside and giving you nothing but common sense. And what I gave you was undoubtedly, unquestionably, no question in my mind, and probably none in yours if you really stop and think about it, but I gave you absolute jewels with respect to what was going to happen this election cycle. And it came to fruition. Donald Trump is the most popular presidential candidate in the history of this republic. Nobody has ever achieved the numbers he achieved. And if anybody that wants to convince me that Joe Biden did, you're out of your minds. So I'm going to let this play out. As I get information, I will share it. But I'm going to tell you, for me, it's business as usual. We're going to look at that 7.4% GDP amortized over the year, or annualized, at 33.1%. We're going to talk about Trump bringing world peace. We're going to talk about all the things that he's accomplished up to this point. I'm going to share with you the idea that I got to get a hernia operation on top of all the other crap I've been through. Hey, did I share with you guys I lost 24 pounds? If you're looking at me going, Kev, you're looking fit, brother. Yeah. The flu diet will do that to you. Misdiagnosed Wu flu will do that to you. Now, the good news was I was going to drop weight anyway. So every time I got hungry, I just said, nope, it isn't worth it. Just go ahead and ride it out. And I did. Appetite's back. But I will tell you this. Oh, when I got that Chinese Wu flu, and I had some, Melissa goes, do you want some icicles? And I was like, yeah, I love banana icicles, love them. And man, I put that thing in my mouth, and it felt like a sugar pill. Everything was so heightened. Now, I have another friend, she said to me, Kevin, I lost my sense of taste and smell. Well, I didn't. Even though I did lose my sense of smell for a while because I found out my dog was the crop dust in me, and normally he can clear the room, but I couldn't smell it. Oh, man. So here's what I want to say to you guys as we move along to other topics, and I want you to understand that if Donald Trump is the man that I think he is, not only is he going to be exposing and working on these issues related to the this fraudulent election that the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats, but he's also going to be relating things to us about some of these other things going on. And I think he's got this time to pull all the punches out and say, here we go. So the lawsuits have begun. They won't end for a long time. There will be injunctions against Biden and Harris. Many, many more things will be revealed. I don't know how. I'm not trying to play insider. I don't bring you to this show so I can pretend that I'm, you know, Hannity, who, by the way, gets the only information he gets is because people want to be on his show. But, you know, whatever information they're getting, good. I hope they get it and get it out there. But you've got enough common sense, and you also know that you got a fighter fighting for you in the White House. And somehow this is all going to reveal itself. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have a question for the audience. Excuse me. Did you watch the election results as they occurred? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I asked you these questions because I want you to know why you're vacillating, why you're still having some sort of an anguish. And I also want you to get in touch with the emotions around what happened. Are you continuing to follow the play-by-play? If you are, you probably like this. I mentioned earlier that in 2016, I didn't watch any of the election coverage. I knew what was going to happen. It happened. And that was that. I knew the same thing would happen this year, and it did. I did not realize the level of cheating of the Democrats, but that's okay. They haven't won. I don't believe they will win. But here's my question to you now. What's your mood?
See, as I told you, in 2012 when we lost, I was dejected. I thought Romney had beaten Obama. I still believe that in my heart of hearts. I was dejected. But I'm not dejected this time at this pseudo-loss, this current fictitious loss, because I believe that right will figure itself out here. And I'm also happy that Donald Trump happens to be a fighter. So, you know, the good thing that came out of this is it made conservatives have to stop for a second. What I like, what the prospect of losing has done is it's made us rethink all these things that people like me have been harping on for the better part of a decade. For me, longer than a decade. I've been sounding the warning alarm on social media for the better part of a decade. Called a meeting. Well, I didn't call a meeting, but I called individual major players on the conservative side of the news media. And I called and talked to the largest of these organizations. And I told them, I said, as a management consultant, if I wanted to get this movement and I had the control that Google, Facebook, and Twitter have, this is what I would do to you. And I predicted everything that occurred and more. And I talked to the largest Floyd Brown of Western journalism, Tucker of the Daily Caller when he was associated with them, and many others, people that were driving hundreds of millions of people to their websites every day. People who, or not every day, every month. People who were fueling themselves off of Facebook, and I could go on. And I said to every one of them, you're drinking through a straw right now. You remember those big straws that had the powder in them when you were a kid? They were like 3 feet long. I said, you may feel like you're drinking through that right now. But soon you're going to be drinking through a regular straw. And that'll satisfy you. Because you can get a lot of, you know, good quality through a straw. But I said, but pretty soon you're going to be drinking through a coffee stirrer. And they all ignored me. And I told them. I said, you have this much time. From the time of Barack Obama to the time of Trump. I said, you have this many years, about 5 years, before it's going to impact you to such a degree that you may not be able to recover. And they would not listen. Because they're all so freaking smart. I remember sitting in Floyd Brown's office and telling him, if you aren't getting email addresses, and his son says, we're getting email addresses off of Facebook. I said, if you're not getting email addresses to be able to directly communicate with your folks, you're wasting your time. Doesn't matter how many websites you bought. They bought dozens. Anybody that had over 1 million people, Floyd made an offer. At one point, they owned all the major sites on Facebook, and they were generating, get this, folks, millions of dollars a year. They built this magnificent building on the other side of Phoenix. I've been to the facility. The building is spectacular. It's 3 times the size they needed. They outgrew the one they had already started doing, and then they went and started building another one. It's a showpiece that's got 1/3, if not 1/5, the people. Hope he paid cash for it. You got all these organizations that went to brick and mortar. And we're talking about what they were going to do. And I'm telling them, it's social media to begin with. That's step one. And step two, they're going to figure out how to cheat you. And here was the one thing I told everybody. I said, you know what we have to do as conservatives? We have to stop going after the same cyclic audience. Let's go get the black audience. Let's go get the Latino audience. Let's go get the young women audience. Let's go get this. How about we just let our visions, our views on things, get what we get, and then how about we work on the institutional stuff that will not allow this type of thing to happen? That's what I suggested. So now everybody's got a soul search, right? You're all soul searching right now. You're praying that Trump mounts a good thing because it's in his hands now. The vote's out of your hands. And by the way, you did your part. Congratulations. But now it's in his hands. And he's got to deal with social media that is still going to pound him. Fake news media already anointed Joe Biden president. Do you believe it? I told you the best thing that happened, excuse me, the best thing that's happened is the Democrats know they cannot achieve our speed. I call the segment Ford versus Ferrari. Ferrari beat Ford in the first Le Mans that Ford went to. But he watched Ford go 218 miles an hour when he could only go 192. And he's never seen that speed before and he wouldn't see it after. Ford built an engine that could outperform the Ferrari. And that's what we just did. We built an engine that showed the Democrats, no matter what you do, you will never have our enthusiasm. You will never legitimately have a voting base as strong as the one that Donald Trump built. They can cheat their way and think they're ahead, but that's the thing they got to go to sleep with at night. And that lets them sleep like a baby, waking up every 2 hours screaming because they know we're on their heels. And the same tricks that can be played by them can be played by us. And there are going to be people out there willing to do it. Because they're going to say, if you're going to cheat, we're going to cheat. But anyway, I'm out of time for this segment, but I do want to talk about still what this made you rethink. And maybe you want to tell me, 844-551-8255. What did this whole situation make you decide, you know what? Maybe I do need to stop thinking this way or doing this way. And maybe I do need to change my habits.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the election is over, Congress can get back to work, and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. as far as what sort of package we will see. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes
you might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that would go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
President Trump announced Monday that he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ousting one of his top cabinet officials. In a pair of tweets, the president saying that Esper has been terminated and he would be replaced by National Counterterrorism Center Director Christopher Miller, who will lead the Pentagon in an acting capacity. USA Radio News. Thousands of power outages are being reported in South Florida due to Tropical Storm Etta. Florida Power and Light spokesman Marie Botot says it's not as easy as you may think to restore everyone's power.
There's a lot of flooding, and the winds cause flying debris into our power lines. There's fallen trees that come into our power lines. Those will take longer to restore, so it really depends on the damage that you're looking at.
If being shot through a vacuum tube sounds good to you, you're in luck.
Virgin Hyperloop gave the first ride on a test track Sunday in Las Vegas. A Hyperloop is a transportation system in which people travel in a vehicle in a vacuum tube at speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Virgin's system includes magnetic levitation used since the 70s and on high-speed rail projects in Japan and Germany. Virgin's pod only reached 100 miles per hour on this track because the track is 500 meters long, limiting how fast the pod could go. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gotta take things. It's a little slower for a bit. Still got this little bit of a cough. And I thought I had my voice back, but it's still not completely back after this whole mess with the Wu flu. I will let you guys know if I don't feel great, I will slip in a best of show. And I'm going to warn you, over the holidays, I do have to have a hernia surgery. And so I'm going to try to get my my guest host to do some shows for me. But we've all been super busy. Before we get into what I was going to talk about from this show, I want you to understand a few things. The NFL numbers, way down. Major League Baseball numbers, way down. Basketball numbers, way down. Defund the police, looking stupid. All the things that Donald Trump worked on over 4 years, and not a single one of them took hold with leftism. 70-something million people back our ideas, and they want you to believe you lost. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are so ingrained in things right now, I'm going to tell you something. The Democrats are scared of what happened in this election cycle. They cheated at unprecedented levels, and they are still not completely certain they pulled it off. Now, if Donald Trump delivers and he shows again the level that they were willing to stoop to cheat their way to a win, what does that do to their party? See, they've already done irreparable damage to the party, but they were willing to do it because they pulled out all the stops. You got to understand, this is truly the biggest nuke they could possibly drop. This is why they didn't care Biden campaigned. This is why they've never responded to the fake polls. By the way, remember when Frank Luntz told you, we're either going to, the polling we're doing is insane. We're going to look like idiots after the fact. Well, Frank Luntz, guess what? You look like idiots. Because Donald Trump knocked it out of the park. Think of whatever numbers that he got under Hillary Clinton. He blew those numbers away. I think they said he got 67 million of the vote last time. Donald Trump got over 5 million more, probably more than that, of the vote. Blew away the numbers. Look at any
any situation, whether it's tax policy, foreign policy, NATO, climate change, you name it. He improved it every front. Women that still want to do abortions, they're still doing them. Donald Trump didn't stop the feminist movement in any way. He made a lot of people rethink it. He gave in on immigration. He couldn't have been more magnanimous as a Republican president, and they still did everything they could to stop him. But they gotta be so scared. Because Donald Trump has a lot more tricks up his sleeves. I'm not following the play-by-play. If you're expecting to come here, and I'll give you a little bit of hand-holding here periodically, it's never going to be woe is me until Donald Trump, until they conclude he is being reelected. I don't need to talk about it. I'm absolutely going to just let the chips fall where they may. I mentioned to you guys, I'm over a PAC that is going after the legal teams and everything necessary in the battleground states to do everything we possibly can to ensure a Trump victory. And I hope you'll support it. If you get those emails asking for some money, because that's what we're doing. We're not rolling over. We're not giving up. But here's the thing, folks. Life goes on. People are being killed in Chicago every weekend since this election, and it isn't going to stop. Black folks are getting dumber every single day in schools around this country, and your children are getting indoctrinated every single day as we go through all of this. It isn't over. The same problems that existed prior to this election exist now. And Donald Trump is not going to let it go. You back him 1,000%. You get a survey, you take it. You say there's cheating. You tell everybody you can this election is a cheat. It is another attempted coup. And then you just let the chips fall where they may. But your life goes on either way. I just think it's going to be in a good way. Democrats are scared. I mentioned I'm doing these things called Kev Talks. These are done on YouTube. I go into deeper dives into many of the conversations that I'm having with you. I talked earlier about the black vote and telling black folks, you'd be crazy to continue voting for Democrats in this shtick, because I'm telling you right now, they figured out they don't need black people. If this election did anything, it told them that. I talked about that on one of mine. I'm going to tell personal stories and things that are going to be mind-blowing for you. But they're not just going to apply to politics. They're going to apply to your life in general. So I hope you're going to subscribe to Kev Talks, my channel, and tell others. If this election, folks, has taught you anything, it should be that you need to support your warriors, the people that are willing to get up and do this day in and day out. I've been doing this 11 years without making any money. In fact, I'm probably going to do this one day, is ask Melissa to give me an accounting and tell you guys how much money we spent in 11 years doing a radio show where we had no sponsorship. Look, it's your time, it's your energy, it's your money. You can do what you want with it. But don't get upset with me when you get a result like this. Don't get upset. And don't keep texting me, telling me, talk me off the ledge, Kev, when you're not willing to roll up your sleeves and get in the game and help out. Look, it's fractional pennies to go and support what we do and tell somebody else and spread the word. That's it. It's fractional pennies, and you don't even pay for it. But if you do that, it extends our voices, and we can reach many, many more people. In case you've missed it, traditional media is dying. Social media could easily die if we stop supporting it. Well, we won't. But traditional media, we've stopped supporting. It's on its way out. And I'm looking at all these different pundits that think they matter, all these different late-night guys that want to believe they made a difference. You know what they all have to come to the realization of? That Joe Biden is 5-6 million more popular than Barack Obama? You think they really believe? Do you think Trevor Noah believes that? Do you think Stephen Colbert believes that nonsense? Let me tell you what's going to happen to them. They will be no more popular. In fact, they will be less popular. What are they going to say about Joe Biden? How great he is? What's going to be their shtick if Donald Trump doesn't make it? Then you know what they're all still relying on, whether you believe it or not? All these clowns are relying on the idea that Donald Trump wrestles the real presidency back, that he has to steal back what's been stolen from him so they can all rekindle their careers. In case you missed it, that's one of their big strategies. They're afraid. They have every reason to be afraid. Do you guys know this? I have actually four friends on YouTube that make as much money on YouTube talking about their issues as people like Sean Hannity, Tucker, Laura Ingraham, etc. on Fox. Are you aware of that? How powerful the voice can be? Even when it's going through social media, through Google, the enemy, there are people out there who have larger audiences than Tucker, Hannity, Laura Ingraham. And in a couple of instances, I can tell you this. The friends I have larger audiences than them combined. More people will watch one of their videos than will watch the broadcast of Hannity and Ingraham and Tucker combined. I want you to understand, there's a whole other world out there. And there are people out there looking for it. They want real information. I'm telling you, the squeaky wheel, when we turn the squeaky wheel, see, blacks are going to get it. I already cut a video for blacks telling them, you better wake up. Because the Democrats now know they don't need you. Wait till we make them the squeaky wheel. Wait till we start turning them on Joe Biden instead of focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion. We demand that they start educating young blacks. Let's see if blacks become the squeaky wheel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Normal benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not going to spend a minute of time talking about Joe Creepy, Joey Fingers Biden, other than what I've said about him before. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to is Kevin Jackson Show. In the event that you say to yourselves, Kevin, you sound a little different. I do. Still getting my voice back after catching the horrid woo flu, but I am back in the saddle and glad to be here. But I wanted to warn everybody and warn the networks that if anything does come up in terms of my health, I will run a best of or try to get a guest host to sit in for me. But
for the most part, I feel like I'm on the mend. Joe Biden, racist, 47 years of nothing, a moron that even those in the Senate do not like. His own party doesn't like him. It didn't matter who was assigned the role of, like I told you before, Joe Biden didn't win his the primary. Remember when I told you guys Joe Biden would never be their pick? They got down to the wire and they just said, okay, he's it. Because the Democrats had already, the strategy was, we're going to cheat. We can't beat Trump legit. They tried for 4 years. They couldn't beat him. So what are you going to do? You got to cheat. So here's Joe Biden acting as if he's been a, I just want to say I want to represent everybody and not just the people who voted for me. Joe, if you only represent the people who voted for you, that's about 4, maybe 5 million. The Democrats, I get it. They want to believe they've won this election. They would like to believe that if we're going to pull a Romney and just go, oh, I mean, okay, you know, I know you cheated me, but still, I better just, I don't know, I'll do it. Well, Donald Trump ain't that guy. Now, what have I told you guys before? I said, let me tell you. You keep feeding the beast, and you wonder why it gets fat. And you wonder why it wants more. It is getting bigger and bigger. It wants more and more. Huh. Hollywood. As I did with social media and everything else, I built a team to challenge Hollywood. That's what we're doing. And I'm going to give you the website in a bit, because it's not quite ready. But we are challenging Hollywood. And it's up to you guys to say, we want to support that. We must stop supporting the enemy, folks. We must support the people doing the work. Because here's what happens when you don't. We end up slugging it out. We end up having to rationalize the idea of a brain-dead moron that the Democrats handpicked for that reason. Because he's easily corruptible, as it's been proven. And now we got to deal with him as a serious potential number 46. The 46th president of the United States should be a young Republican. Maybe it's Josh Hawley. Maybe it's Rand Paul. Maybe it's Ted Cruz. I don't know. But I know this. It shouldn't be an old white clown who gets shoehorned in because we're afraid to fight. We're afraid to support the people that we should be supporting. Now the Senate's in play. What's going to happen there? I hope that Donald Trump not only looks at what happens in these presidential elections, I hope he looks at strategic races. I don't know what happened to a lot of races. John James was leading in Illinois. Don't know what happened there. Laura Loomer, I don't know what happened with Laura. I know we had a lot of good people that put in a lot of great time and energy. We got special races coming up that the Democrats are salivating over because they want to win so bad. You think that they're not going to apply the same dirty tricks? Unless Donald Trump does something, this is what they're going to do. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to really, look, guys, I say this in all sincerity. Nothing we do here is self-serving. So we started this film site, streaming site. Let me tell you why we started it. Netflix stinks. They're raising their rates again. It's owned by leftists who have put more money into Barack Obama and Susan Rice's pockets than the average American is going to make in a lifetime. They run all the Hollywood garbage that we complain about, and most of us are members of it. was talking to Melissa the other day. She says, Netflix is going to raise our rates. And I said, why do we keep it? She goes, because when we travel, it's nice to be able to download films and watch them on the plane. Look, I get it. I understand what she's saying. And I do, you know, you find a series you like and you want to download it or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. It's now, it's over $15 now. I was sick. While I was sick, I was watching it. And I was thinking to myself, there's nothing on here. Our site is going to give you nothing but choices at a fraction of the price. And my hope is you give it a shot, because you're going to love these films. So I'll give more about this down the road. By the way, it isn't Festiflix. I divested from my partner there. Long story, but he's a nice guy, but he's not a business person. And I'm not doing the work for other people. But the entertainment business, we can do entertainment ourselves. There are many conservatives out there. There's a guy named Kofi, country singer, black dude. Amazing guy, man. Like this guy. Check out his work. Travis Tritt, good friend of mine. Support Travis and many other people that are out there. We have our own ecosystem of things we can do, and we can make them pay. We can take our dollars away from them and say, have at it. I don't know what's going to happen here. I think Trump will prevail. I truly believe this. I think there's enough evidence of I know there's enough evidence of cheating to support massive injunctions. I would bring in the military to do counts. And it would be oversight like you wouldn't believe. And I would have them, I'd give them full authority. Anybody gets in your way, you arrest them. On the spot, including the governor of the state. It's time that we stop rolling over and letting social media, the entertainment industry, Hollywood, academia, and a host of other leftist-controlled mechanisms now stop us from doing what we need to be doing. Stop us from... I'm okay losing fairly. I'll tell you right now, if I lose fairly, I just go to work. I've lost track meets, I've lost football games, and all it did was strengthen my resolve. And here we are, you know, I don't feel like a loser. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not feel like a loser. I feel like a winner. I know exactly how everything went down. I know my part in it. And we won, they lost. And we're dealing with all this nonsense because they can't take the loss. 4 years of going after Donald Trump. And finally, you know, they think they got him. But I think they underestimated him. I know they underestimated you and me. But we got to get away from Hollywood. We got to get away from their entertainment. We got to stop supporting the enemy. And we must start to support the people who are doing this work, who are willing to get in there and roll up their sleeves every day. And again, I'm not telling you this to be self-serving. I deliver on every single thing that I say is important to this republic because I'm committed to it. And I have invested millions of dollars. I know at least two, because I had at least two, and I no longer have them. So, get in the game, folks. Stay in the game. And make sure that you let everybody around you know that you're not giving up. You're not rolling over. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the shows that we're going to be doing going forward are going to be a mixture of a lot of stuff because I'm not focused on this. We'll update you on the election as it comes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.